I would tell my children, as I tell them what I believe myself, and dealing with these social issues, whether it's abortion or gay marriage.
What do you believe?
I believe that marriage was defined by God a long time ago. Marriage is almost as old as dirt, and it was defined in the garden between Adam and Eve, one man, one woman, for life, till death do you part. So I would never attempt to try to redefine marriage, and I don't think anyone else should either. So do I support the idea of gay marriage? No, I don't.
Do you think homosexuality is a sin?
I think that it's unnatural. I think that it's detrimental and ultimately destructive to so many of the foundations of civilization.
So what do you do if one of your six kids says, "Dad, bad news, I'm gay"?
I'd sit down and I'd have a heart-to-heart with them, just like you would with your kids.
If one of my sons said that, I'd say, "That's great, son, as long as you're happy." What would you say?
Well, I wouldn't say that's great, son, as long as you're happy. I'm going to say, there's all sorts of issues that we need to wrestle through in our life, and just because you feel one way doesn't mean we should act on everything that we feel.
But people would say that telling kids that being gay is a sin or getting married is a sin or whatever, that in itself is incredibly destructive and damaging in a country where seven states now have legalized it.
Yes, but you have to also understand that you yourself are using a standard of morality to say that telling people such and such of a behavior is sinful. You're using a standard of morality to make that statement and say that is terribly destructive. So everyone is going to have a standard
Listen, I'm not an American. I'm making the point that seven states in America have now legalized gay marriage.
Well, Piers, you're speaking to a man who is a Christian, and I believe that all of us are sinful. I could stand at the top of the list and say that I need a savior and I need an overhaul of the heart more than anyone.
That was Piers Morgan speaking with Kirk Cameron on his show, Piers Morgan Live, I guess it is, over the weekend. Kirk Cameron is on a news junket to promote a new book that he's written, of course, spewing the crap that he spews. Now, this has been, in the last couple of days, all over the news about Kirk Cameron and what he had to say. And I think it's easy to say that Kirk Cameron has the right to say what he wants to say. We have free speech in this country, and he can say what he wants to say. At the same time, all of the people who have come out against what he has had to say have the right to say that as well, and say that he's crazy and bigoted and hateful and stupid. They're allowed to say that. He responded today by saying that he was speaking honestly and he thinks the country needs to get back to moral foundation, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he went on and on. That's all well and good. He can say whatever he wants, and people are allowed to say what they want, but they can't be upset when others come out and use the free speech to be against what he has to say. The problem comes in when these crazy people like Kirk Cameron use their religious moral standing to legislate against other people, and that is where we are in this country. These people who stand behind religion as a way to deny rights to others don't have really a legal leg to stand on, of course, unless you have a conservative court that will rule on their side. I think this country is slowly changing and realizing that religion does not create law. There are lots of people who believe that this country should be based on religion and, laws should be written based on the Bible or things that were written in the Bible. The part that they don't understand is that the Bible was not written by the founders of this country. And I think it's pretty clear that the founders did their best to keep religion out of the Constitution, and people have rights. Slowly, we are gaining rights in state by state, but I think eventually it will rule in our favor and give us the rights that we are entitled to. I just think that when people of these religious nutbags who spew this stuff are so stupid. I really think that they just don't get it, that our country is not based on religion. Religion should not run the legislation across the country. And they need to eventually learn that there are laws that run our country, not religion. And the sooner we get to that point, the better. And that's pretty much what I want to say about that. Of course, I think that my personal belief is that Kirk Cameron is a nut job, and I don't know where he went wrong over the years. And I know from reading all of the tweets that his co-stars from his show are embarrassed by by what he has to say. It's just pretty incredible. On The View today, they were talking about Patricia Heaton and how she came out came out on the same side as Rush Limbaugh on the whole Georgetown girl who spoke on Capitol Hill. And Patricia Heaton, I know in the past, she is, as much as I love her on the show The Middle on ABC, she also is a kind of religious nutbag. She had been quiet for several years, but when she was on Raymond, what was that show? I think it was just called Raymond, wasn't it? I don't remember the name of the show. But Ray Romano show, whatever that show was. I can't remember what the name was. Anyway, when she was on there, she got into some trouble with things that she said that were completely from the religious nutbag group of people. And she got some backlash for that back then. And now, I don't know why I'm mixing the two up, but my point is that the Twitter universe just exploded with people coming out against what Kirk Cameron had to say. And Patricia Heaton, when she said the stuff about the Georgetown girl, she got some backlash. And then she had to come quickly back and apologize and say that she did not mean to disrespect the girl, blah, blah, blah. These people who say this kind of stuff, they need to be ready to back it up. And Patricia Heaton, I'm embarrassed for her for sticking her foot into something she shouldn't, isn't ready to, defend. Anyway, enough of that. Today is Super Tuesday, and 10 states are having their primaries to help choose the next Republican candidate for president. And I'm recording this at a little after 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, and I already know that Mitt Romney is going to come out as the big winner. Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich might win one or two states here and there, but I think the big winner is going to be Mitt Romney, and we might see the end of this tonight. And Mitt Romney will be the nominee. Of course, there are several more primaries to go after this Super Tuesday, but I think tonight we'll make the decision that pretty much it'll be Mitt Romney. I'm not going to call it state by state, but I will say in my state, I was checking the Washington Post pretty much all day. They were posting articles and talking about it. Very, very low turnout in the state of Virginia. And that's really because only Mitt Romney and Ron Paul are on the ballot. So there's really no chance that there's going to be a big upset in Virginia. So that's probably why the turnout is so low, because they know that Mitt Romney's going to get it. I did do my Democratic part, though, and I went and voted for Ron Paul so that I could at least have my choice, because Virginia is an open primary. And remember I was saying that they have all these possible things where you have to sign a pledge thing and all this stuff, and no, that didn't happen. So I'm not concerned about that at all. But I think pretty much tonight it will be wrapped up by midnight probably. So, yeah. Now, over the weekend, we went to Charlottesville to visit my father and spend some time with him. Turns out, though, the entire day Saturday, we were wrapped up with wine things and traveling around the Charlottesville area. But Sunday, we took my dad to IHOP for breakfast and got to spend some time and chat with him and catch up, and then took him grocery shopping and got him some groceries and stuff and, basically just spent some time with him. And he's doing very well. He's walking completely on his own. He didn't even take his cane with him when we went to IHOP and the grocery store. He did walk pretty slowly, but he is definitely moving around on his own. He is running his house by himself, cleaning, doing his laundry. I mean, he's basically back to normal. He's just, you know, moving a little bit slower than usual. So I was very pleased to see that. His progress is just amazing. And he has also gained some weight. I don't know if you remember me telling you that he had gotten down to like 132 pounds or something. Well, now he's up to 146, so he's definitely on the right track. And he ate a big breakfast on Sunday morning, so you know, he's got his appetite back, let's just say. So things are going along really well, and I'm very pleased with his progress. And we had a really nice visit with him. Last up is the new iPad. Tomorrow, Apple is going to have a media event where they are expected to announce the iPad 3, or as many sites today are calling, the iPad HD, because of the new Retina display. What do I predict is going to be on the iPad 3? I do predict it's going to have the Retina display and 4G LTE in certain markets, I think. I don't think that's available across the country yet, but we might see it in the DC area. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm going to get the 4G LTE option, because currently right now I have the original AT&T unlimited plan that they have let me keep since the very original iPad. When the iPad 2 came out, I simply took the little card out of the side of the old iPad and put it in the new one, and it worked just fine. I didn't have to transfer anything. And so I don't know if I want to keep that, because I have not, I don't even think I've had 1 month where I've used more than two, now that's really pushing it, 2 gigabytes would be a really big push. So, but maybe with the iPad 3, I will use it more. I don't know. But I'm definitely going to get the iPad 3. Whenever it is available to order, I'm going to be online to order one. Like if it says ordering will begin at 4 a.m. on whatever, I will be up and ordering it at that time. Because I have gift cards, and I think I'm planning also to go back to the big iPad. I had the 64 gigabyte iPad, the original one, and then when I bought the iPad 2, I dropped down to the 32 gigabyte. But that one is almost full with the stuff that I have on it. So I think I'm going to go back and, well, for the iPad 3, I'm going to get the 64 gigabyte one. Excuse me. My goodness. Anyway, I also think that it's going to have a new camera in it, and I'm really hoping for the 8 megapixel camera, although I have a feeling, I don't know why, no one's talking about this much. I think it might only have a 5 megapixel camera. I really do hope it's the 8 megapixel camera, though, because then I could actually use it for certain things when we're around. Excuse me, I'm burping. Use it for things around where we're tweeting or posting on Facebook or whatever. Then I can, you know, reliably take some decent pictures with it. We'll see. I'm not sure. Oh my gosh, I'm already past 11 minutes. Anyway, I do expect the prices to stay pretty much around the same amount. There was some talk of an $80 increase on the ones that have the Retina display. I don't know if Apple will do that or not. We'll see. So anyway, tomorrow around 1 p.m., I will be paying attention to the sites to see what they're posting about the new iPad. And we'll see. And of course, later this week or tomorrow, I don't know when, I will talk about the what was actually announced and the results from Super Tuesday, of course, too. So, so look forward to another podcast later this week. Anyway, that is all for today. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. And why don't you leave a comment letting me know if you're going to get the new iPad or not. And that's all. So until next time, bye.